Today's episode is brought to you by Bark Technologies. Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app that helps keep kids safe online. Follow the link in the show notes to get more information and a special promotion for you, the Backseaters. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast, and directly across from me in our studio slash back room slash family room slash randomly there's a fireplace in this
coldest room in the house
I
at like, this moment
at this slash daughter's room. This is actually precisely sleeping conditions for me, which is booming AC and blanket. That's my ideal sleep condition.
Like 68
is my lovely wife Melissa Nickerson. Welcome to our podcast, everybody. We are...
Hey there.
We are so glad to hear back from you. We were recording this right now on a Wednesday before the Tuesday.
Yes.
So you, as you listen to this, are going back into the past. You are... Whoa. It's a time-traveling experience. Now, technically, every time you listen to the podcast, you're going back into the past.
Any podcast.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you listen on Tuesday mornings, say 8 a.m.,
yeah,
you're only going about 12 hours back into the past. That is recorded on Monday nights. However,
yes, we have a very strict schedule.
Also, is someone screaming in the back?
There is a child at our neighbor's house.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was the Vietnamese neighbors doing karaoke, which this is usually about karaoke hour for them.
They are karaokeing at this.
They're taking a night off.
Moment.
Karaoke tonight. We are doing this on the Wednesday because Stephen is going to Hawaii. Because why? Of course.
Woo!
Hawaii. I don't, you know.
I wonder which island.
I are you coveting of said trip? Are you eye rolling? When I told you Stephen is going to, when I told you Stephen, and I assume Dorothy, I don't know, or maybe it's just a dude's trip.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's the whole family. That's my
dude,
guess.
Dude, yeah. Aloha, bros.
I'm not coveting it because... Broha.
No, brohola. Brohola 2021, bro. Pandemic's over. Bro's trip to Hawaii.
The shirts they got made.
Yeah, brohola. Yeah.
With it.
Bruh, I'm aloha.
I do not covet getting a COVID test for that.
Right.
Because Hawaii is making you do those now. But yeah, once you're in Hawaii, you're like, all right.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
I'm gearing up for an Oklahoma City trip.
Well, we're going to get
into that. I've been told it's going to be hot and windy.
We are going to do, today's episode is... I sounded like I was going to do a sponsor there. Today's episode. No, but today's episode, we're here to talk about first day of school, first week of school.
Mm-hmm.
Want to bring you in to all the pandemonium that Melissa and I have been going through over this last 48 hours especially, but really over the last week. I was also considering calling it Why Are You So Mean to Me, Melissa? That was maybe that was a subtitle.
Okay.
But
are you changing the pod topic?
The
topic
answer in my first question is kind of the answer to the question in the first topic, it would kind of be answered in the topic of the second
that's
one,
true.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, why are you so mean to me, Melissa? And the answer is because of the last 48 hours. So that being said, a couple things before we get into it here. One, if you are a Patreon, hey, thanks for being a Patreon.
Yeah.
Patron. Patreon Zoom Hang is coming up when? What's the date on that?
I got it here. August 29th. Sunday, August 29th. I believe that's our...
Ooh. Great.
Wait.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. Because we got those theater tickets.
Oh, yeah. It's for the theater. Oh, yeah. We're going to, hair or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't, that's not the name of it. I don't know. I assume we're going to that. I don't know. I haven't actually gotten the tickets.
Which production did you get the tickets to?
I don't know, but I heard there's some nudity.
Really?
I heard there's some nudity.
They told you?
Yeah, well, I just kind of heard it through the grapevine.
The buzz.
I've never read a review on a play in history. I don't know if I've ever read a review on anything, frankly, but as I performed at the Old Globe yesterday, I heard that there's some nudity.
You heard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Melissa.
Yes.
What's your comfort level on that? I know you don't have the headphones on, so you can't. What's your comfort level?
I think I'll be okay.
You think so?
If I'm offended, I'm leaving.
Storming out.
Yeah, I'm going to make a scene.
I don't know if we're going to be offended or inspired. I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't seen it. So we'll, we may or may not discuss that episode. Who cares? We're all adults here, but I'm just trying to be silly. So I don't remember where I,
that was the Zoom hang.
Nudity jumped into my mind. Zoom hang, nudity, none. There's no nudity on the Zoom hang.
No.
If there is, it's totally unintentional. It's it's an accident. You know, it's hard to predict these things entirely. It'd be like a background thing. Or if someone did, I'm not saying on my image. I'm just saying you never know. Other people's cameras are on.
You might have to block somebody.
I might, exactly.
They take the camera into the bathroom.
Exactly. These things happen. that's coming up. And if you're not familiar with Patreon, it's just a way that you can give a little more and get a little more from all things Dustin Nickerson Comedy. Don't make me come back there. So check it out. Patreon.com/Dustin Nickerson. Also, we have upcoming shows, headlining dates. I've got two this... if you came to Spokane, thank you. That's happening this Sunday. I hope it goes well. I don't know if it's going to go well, but I would... I'll talk past tense. Thanks to the Backseaters who came out in Spokane 3 days ago. Great time. That one thing that person said after was hilarious. And everyone, I apologize for the nudity. and then at the end of the month, 8:25 at the Comedy Club of Kansas City in Kansas City, Missouri. September 9, 2, 3, 4, 5, all over Texas, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, and Austin. Doing dates with Zoltan Cassis, co-headlining with him there. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of September, the 9th Helium Comedy Club in Portland, the 10th and 11th Last Comedy Club in Seattle, the 12th Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, the 19th Helium Comedy Club in St. Louis, the 22nd the Improv in Irvine, and then October 6th Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis, November 17th the Improv in Milwaukee, November 18th the Improv in Chicago, and December 5th Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. There
awesome.
You go.
There it is.
Bump, bump, bump. So let's talk. So today, today's Wednesday. Today, all three of our children went back to school.
Yeah.
It was an adventure getting Claire there.
Down to the wire.
Because in the last whatever period of time, Claire has developed a pretty bad cough.
Yeah.
And... it was at first very clearly allergies on our end, and then it wasn't going away. And then we're like, okay, well, we'll just go talk to a doctor about this. And then for a while, we thought it was just in her head. Like she would just like, we'd say the word.
The way it was like a double cough and it was here and there.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was kind of thinking about it a lot. And we're like.
She was having so many cough drops and cough meds.
Right.
That like she liked them.
Right. Exactly.
And so then we're like, well, maybe if we pull back. We didn't buy any more cough drops, and maybe that will get rid of the cough.
Right.
Because she's just inducing a cough to get the cough drops that she likes. It did not work that way.
It did not, no.
And then I had two moms tell me that it seemed allergy related.
Including one that is related to you. Your sister, right?
Yeah, and...
Sarah told you that.
So, you know, you gotta listen. To those, I am not a cough expert.
No.
They always ask, like, is it a wet cough?
You've always
is
been like, does it sound like a bark? Does it sound like a seal?
Yeah. Is it productive? And I'm like, I couldn't tell you.
Right. Is it productive?
I Googled, I listened to children wheezing on the internet. And I was like, yeah, that doesn't help me at all.
Yeah. Well, it's the worst time in the history of our lives to have a cough. And you cannot send a child to school with a cough without some extra documentation. What was your full disclosure? What was your main priority? Getting Claire better or getting Claire to school?
Getting documents.
Or getting Claire to school.
She could return.
Full disclosure, mine was getting her to school not because I don't care about Claire, but because I knew she was okay. I knew this wasn't severe because her spirits were high.
No other symptoms.
It stopped none of her activities.
Yeah.
She just is kind of going along with this cough where she coughs once, I mean, sometimes a couple times a minute, you know, depending, especially bad at bed.
So, yeah, well, she's also dealing with just like some, you know, post-pandemic anxiety. And so I really didn't want her to miss the first day of school
because
that's like the laying the foundations day and they do fun stuff. And I didn't want her to miss it because then she's behind, not academically, but just comfort-wise in the classroom.
Right.
And I'm traveling next week. Like, I was like, I don't want her to get penalized for having a cough.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
That's what I was telling you. I was like, so we had a really hard time, like no appointments, everything's full. You can't schedule anything for COVID testing down here right now. And so we're in that big old line on Monday and we went to a couple other sites. They were closing down and or at capacity. And so I went to SDSU with her and stood in the sun for like 45 minutes and got her.
Because you need to get a test. You need to get, because you talk to the school nurse.
Well, that's the other thing is the school wasn't replying and I didn't.
Right.
We didn't go to the summer school, so I didn't know
their policy. The COVID test, you get a doctor on the phone who says, this isn't contagious. This probably isn't COVID.
Yes.
This is allergies or asthma.
It's kind of both.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she had croup a lot as a baby. So it's in the same vein. And so.
So now we just have to communicate that to the school.
The school needs proof.
Right.
Yes.
Which means they need a doctor's note. Makes sense. Not easy to get. And a negative COVID test. Not easy to get.
Yes. And we did. I just thought, well, maybe for my own well-being, if I get the Rite Aid test, you know, the rapid one, and it says like positive, then I feel better about keeping her home.
Right.
And not fighting.
Right.
These testing results. But it was negative. I did
so
that.
We do we start our Tuesday morning, the day before school, with neither a doctor's note or a negative COVID test, or even a COVID test that had been taken, because we didn't know we needed to take one. We did the at-home one on Monday, but we weren't sure. We were like, well, there's no way they'll accept that documentation.
The office was giving me the runaround.
You wake up.
School.
We've got 24 hours to get this kid to school.
Yeah. So they were like, I left a note for the nurse. She'll call you back. And then I called them back.
Yeah.
I left a note for the nurse. They'll call you back.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. You know, a parent motivated to get their kid to school's pretty motivated.
Yeah. So it was like a all day Tuesday.
Right.
Like.
Right.
And then inevitably we go, oh my gosh, if she has COVID, we're all out for 20 days.
Right.
You know, like.
All the gigs are canceled. Classes canceled.
Yeah. Even our travel, even though the doctor said that she would no longer be contagious if she'd had symptoms for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So she's past the contagious with like element of COVID,
right.
But it doesn't matter. She didn't have the negative COVID test, the PCR. So anyways, I'm all upset about it because I think it's unfair to, you know, kind of not allow the child to go to school.
Right.
I'm upset about it. And I think that they should have testing just for kids because they all get exposed but it doesn't, you know, like,
right.
It's just easy and quick, and if they can test teachers, why can't
they
test
kids? Well,
you
know, when your kid isn't getting into school, it's all of a sudden you're coming up with all kinds of solutions.
I've got a lot of solutions. and then, right, after my whole day of just manifestos.
Yes. So good.
And being mean to you, at 10:30 at night, I'm like, oh my gosh. I got an email.
Because I knew.
I'm like searching for her identification number.
You did the test at the same place that I had done the test, which the majority of my tests, which were at SDSU, they have a walk-in site. And we went in and it's pretty, you know, it moves at least. It can take a while though, and you were standing out in the sun. And it's a little slower right now because everyone's doing testing again, but they don't have the staffing that they used to.
Yeah.
Because it used
They're
to take
ramping
like,
back up.
It used to take like 10, 15 minutes, but everyone's getting tested again.
And I think as they increase their staff, hopefully it will be quicker, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many tests people are going to need, you know. But
I think kids are going to need a ton of tests.
Yeah. Yeah. You're,
with the schools.
Well,
open.
You have to take your, you're going to have to like prove a lot that your kid's not sick. You know?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of like coming and going. And you feel really bad for kids because they're going to be falling behind in school. Like I was thinking about how.
They're
like,
home. They're in.
Well,
they're
I was thinking
home,
about how
in.
Joel can't miss school right now. Like
right.
Joel is in high school. You can't. Now, do they do Zoom?
No. It was so hard on the teachers that they don't have. I mean, my kids are at three different schools, right?
Right.
They have
our
kids.
We share those children.
They have nothing in place for Zoom learning at this time. You can go through the district and just do like, it's called like Trust Blend Learning, but it's just an online program,
uh-huh.
but it's not connected to like a district school. It's its own thing.
Weird.
And so.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sure they would do like a study plan.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
where they're
yeah.
just independent study kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they've got, yeah. they're going to have to be really understanding because that's going to happen
course,
this year. Kids are going to come and go a lot.
It's going to be really hard on teachers and
right.
obviously and parents and families.
So, but at 11 p.m. last night, literally the 11th hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They say 2 to 4 days, which is what they would tell me.
Yes.
But uh-huh. I would almost always get them that day or the next day.
And I was like, well, when you say 2 to 4 days, like, you know, what do you mean by that? And
he's like, I said 2 to 4 days.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what do you think? And he was like, yeah, it's pretty backed up right now.
Right.
Because so many people are getting tested.
Also, how great that you did all the school shopping last week, and how great that Claire is so low maintenance, and I don't know that we got her anything for back to school or like two shirts. None
she
of
she was
which...
like happy to use Gloria's lunch bag from like 3 years ago.
She's using her backpack from
it,
2 years.
She has an old backpack,
her kindergarten backpack. Yeah.
She I was like, well, we'll get you. We cleaned out all her clothes.
Yeah.
I was like, we'll get you some more like black leggings. Those are like $6. And then she was like, she has a plaid jacket.
Yeah.
That she wore in kindergarten.
Yeah.
It's just like a lightweight.
Yep.
And I think she likes it because it's plaid.
Right.
Like you.
It's a family thing.
And she's like, can I get a bigger plaid jacket? And that
Great.
Was like her one request. Now, she doesn't like the stuff I picked out.
Warms my heart.
So I just like returned it.
You did also in there get her some bangs though. I mean,
yeah,
that was.
Claire got bangs.
Claire got bangs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to be very vulnerable here. I brought Claire to get bangs with the most disheveled hair.
Wait a minute. Of hers or yours?
Well, both. But yeah. Like poor Linda.
See, they do a hair wash or no?
So no, this was Gloria wanted curtain bangs. So we did a sister haircut.
Okay.
I used to cut all the kids' hair.
Yeah.
Now I'm not doing that.
Thanks to Patreon, we can we can afford haircuts for our kids.
Yeah. So
thank
I wanted
you to
Gloria,
all of our patrons.
I wanted Gloria to be there to like she does it, then Claire does it.
Right.
You know, Claire can see it because she wasn't used to getting her haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too much because that was when her cough was starting.
Right.
And the hairdresser was a mom. I'm like, it's allergies, you
right.
know, she's got a mask on, but I still felt bad, so we didn't push it. And so we were like, she'll come back for the bangs,
right?
And so yeah, this is not a fancy salon where you know you get the whole treatment.
Mm-hmm.
This is just like wet the hair and cut it,
right?
And I felt,
you know,
so
I,
bad
I said
because
make them you know, make them earn their pay, you know, make them
earn their haircuts.
No. I'm saying the hairdresser. Don't make their life easy for them.
No, but
you know,
I was like, to come back.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like you don't get your hair looking nice, then go to the hairstylist. You don't.
I know.
You don't treat your injury and then go to the hospital.
There's not a lot of money in kids' haircuts.
Yeah, I mean these are like $11 each, I believe. Yeah.
And so. Yeah, like 101 is like bring your child in with like showered hair.
Right.
And with all this COVID stuff in life, like we didn't do any of that.
Did she have any like candy stuck in her hair? That would have been.
She has before, not this time.
Like
sometimes she has like Parmesan in her hair.
Yeah. Ma'am, we're seeing a lot of various debris in here. and it's really sticking in there almost as well as it would stick in a munchie mug. Ladies and gentlemen.
Debris sticking.
If you guys are not familiar with Munchie Mug, other than getting the snack stuck in your child's hair before she goes to get a haircut, it is the best spill-proof cup, snack cup on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Big fans of Munchie Mug here. Don't make me come back there. Whatever you got that needs to be stored and not spilled. I mean, it, including but not limited to Goldfish crackers.
Pirate booty.
Pirate booty. Jolly Ranchers.
Pretzels.
Raisins.
Oh, that's a good one.
Golden raisins. Raisinettes.
Wait, what?
Yogurt covered raisins. Craisins.
Cheerios.
Cheerios.
I'm sensing a theme, Dustin.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Multigrain Cheerios.
Multigrain Cheerios. Oops, double honey. Didn't they do one where they...
the bee is pouring. He has two honeys. He's pouring out.
I know
I'm pretty sure they have like Oreo Cheerios.
I'm not 100% positive that there's an oops double honey, but I know there's something in that vein. Yeah, the bee's like, uh-oh, you got me. And if you did have double honey, you would not want to spill those. And that's where Munchie Mug comes into your life, ladies and gentlemen. Munchie Mug is a great product. It's easy to clean, dishwasher safe, comes in a variety of colors, made here in the U.S. And if you go to munchiemug.com, you're going to get free shipping. If you use promo code don't make me, that's one word, don't make me, promo code, you're going to get 25% off your entire order. Not your one mug, not your one cup, the entire order. So buy dozens of them.
Get as many as you need.
Munchie Mug, making your life mess lessy, making your life
less messy. Yes,
which is what Barcelona is now. They have less Messi because now he's playing for PSG. Did how much of that sentence made sense to you?
I know Messi left his team.
There you go.
That's I don't know. That's all I know.
Anyways, everybody. So she got her haircut. They're in school.
Yeah. So
at the 11th hour, so she got, came in. She at the 11th
she
hour.
She got up at night to go to the bathroom, and you're like, hey, she went
to bed thinking she's not going to school.
Yeah, and we got like her class list, so we knew who was in her class, and we were like, hey, now you can go to school. And she rolled with it.
Oh yeah,
yeah, she was excited. I think she didn't have an amazing day when she got there, but. You know, school is school.
School is school. Yeah. No, I think she did. You haven't talked to her much about the day.
Well, she did. There was like...
I haven't talked to Gloria much about
photo,
her day.
Photo or that drawing. How,
right.
The face. How right. Are you feeling about school? And yeah. She's crying in it. And it says sad.
I think that's because she thinks that's funny.
Yeah.
I think that she thinks being negative is funny. She's not wrong about that.
Yeah.
Because I asked her about her day, and she's like, it was fine. And she told me about recess, and she was like, snack time was a little earlier, and nice. The cough was a little bit. A lot of people thought I was sick, but she's like, it's just asthma.
Yeah.
She just kept doing it.
I love it. See, and that's the thing.
Kids are so frank, and they're like, at that age, it's not like embarrassing to have asthma. I don't know if there's still a stigma around asthma. Like, when we were kids, it was a real stigma around asthma, right? Like, if you had like an inhaler, you'd get made fun of. We were right on the cusp of you wouldn't make fun of me. Dude can't breathe.
But
for boomers, it was absolutely.
Well, any sort of special likeness or condition.
Yeah. Any disability of any part. It was like.
If you had red hair.
Let's make you feel really bad about that. Yeah.
Too many freckles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Too many freckles. That one. Yeah. Asthma. Glasses. Whatever it may be.
Yeah. You're in trouble.
But glasses. In second grade, she's like, I got asthma. No big deal, everybody. I got asthma. We're like, I'm like, it hasn't officially been diagnosed, but you know, mom likes to put labels.
Oh my gosh.
What?
stop. Well, I'll show you the doctor's note, Dustin, because it says it on it.
She told me, okay. So she came home. She's doing the 3 treatments a day right now.
Yeah.
She came home. She's like, I need to practice. And I was like, what? She's like, well, because mom said she's going to bring one of you in school and I might have to go to the office to use it. And I was like, I mean, you are your mother.
She's getting prepped.
She's already like, how can I, whatever medical thing, whatever things I need to do, I'll do. Like if I need to go to the nurse twice a day to do, to whatever it may be, to just care
Maybe
for
myself.
Maybe
that's kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, that's probably
true. To go
true.
To the school
yeah.
nurse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's also got her blanket out. You know, she's. I asked her about that today, and she's like, maybe like four times. And I was like, all right, well, you know, the pandemic's been hard on all of us.
Yeah, I've been emailing our teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gotten anything today from? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was like a little bit of coughs, but mostly just missing mom and a lot of blanket trips.
That's our baby.
Yep.
Listen, the pandemic is as I said the other to you so many times, she has spent more time at home school than in person school.
Yeah.
Like this mm-hmm. is a huge adjustment. Year. She likes mom, she likes dad. She had half a kindergarten year. She was a slow start at kindergarten and then was enrolling and we just lost a whole year. So yeah,
the momentum and same thing at the end of first grade when she went back.
Right.
It took her a while. She finally got comfortable. Right. The school year ended.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so. And she is like you in that she doesn't care what other people think. So she's like, I want to go get my blanket. I'm going to go get my blanket. I don't.
Yeah,
I'm
the not. Social pressure.
She doesn't feel any of that.
I'll tell you, the only place.
She's like, you should have seen how my mom brought me in to get my hair cut. Our family does not care what people think
We're
about
slobs.
Us. No, we don't even care.
It felt so good to be in the COVID test line and to not worry about her coughing. Because you're like, no, this is where you're supposed
this
to cough.
This is where, yeah.
Like, we're all masked.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, go ahead and cough, babe. It's fine.
It's like farting in the bathroom. You're like, this is the one
this
place.
This is the purpose.
I'm allowed to do this here. There's no shame in this here. Even if there's other people in here, it's totally okay here. Was that the analogy you were thinking of as well?
No.
Well, I know your IBS has been acting up.
Oh, my gosh. No. I have to cut this off. You know, Dustin, bad language is a problem.
IBS?
Bad language is a problem.
Bad language?
Censoring and helping your kids use good language. That's a priority in our house.
What are you doing? Are you getting into the ad right now?
I'm trying to get you.
Are you shifting
out of my pretend IBS?
Are you trying to? Are you that
I,
ad shift?
I do not
that,
have IBS.
That ad transition that you just did irritated my bowels. Now we share in common that. Now, if you're not familiar with IBS, Google it. But if your kid Googles it and you have bark, it's gonna show up.
You're going to get a notice.
That's how you do an ad transition right there, ladies and gentlemen. Guys,
you know, you're the expert.
If you're not familiar with Bark Technologies, new ad to the pod here. We love it. Mm-hmm. Big fans. We use it just like Munchie Bug every day in our lives. And Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app that helps kids keeps kids safer online.
Yes.
Super, mm-hmm. You know, their mission is very simple. It's to keep as many children as possible safe. And that's online. And the internet's scary and it's dangerous. Scary is mm-hmm. maybe, like we've talked about it being overwhelming. The unknown, the fearful, yeah. keep you up at night. What are they doing?
Absolutely.
What are they seeing? And parents need to be educated about online safety in a way that's informative, empowering, and hopeful. Were you about to share like an article? Is that what you were doing there?
No. So,
'cause that is one of my favorite things about Bark.
Yeah, they have the up-to-date information. Mm-hmm. They're emailing us about TikTok and
oh,
Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, they sent us that email about anime. You're like, okay.
All the stuff that we're worried about.
You know, like words that like kids are using these days.
Kid slang,
what this means.
What I was going to say was we got something flagged, and it was for swearing in the app, and they had a little pull down. Like if you scroll down, they were like, ways to address this with your child.
Right.
They were like, this is a good teaching moment.
So
and they
good.
Like laid out how you could talk to your kid about it and
yeah.
educate them. And
so good.
They pretty much parent your child for you.
No, that's not true. And I know they don't want you to say that.
Dang it.
No, but they help you. They give you tools and resources. What
I'm
it
kidding.
Does is Bark monitors your child's text, emails, YouTube, and 30 plus apps and social media platforms for issues like cyberbullying, adult content, sexual predators, profanity, suicidal ideation, threats of violence, etc. And you receive text or email alerts only when something potentially problematic occurs online. This is what we explained to Joe. Like, listen, we're not spying on you. We don't see everything on your phone.
He's got privacy.
Just the things that we need to know about. And actually, so So today I added it to his YouTube. I downloaded YouTube through him and out of the Bark account and doing it through his phone. And it says like, hey, don't worry. Like your parents don't see all of this. Like we understand, like we were teenagers once too. Like you need some privacy,
That's cool, you know,
which is cool. And we really like it. So anyways, the offer for you Backseaters here is you get a free seven day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription. So as long as you are, you know, as long as you have your subscription, you're getting 15% off. All you have to do is go to bark.us and use promo code Don't Make Me. Same thing. One word, Don't Make Me. And you're going to get that discount there. And or you can just go to the link right in the show notes. That's right there. So
nice.
Bark. I always want to say Bark Entertainment, but it's Bark Technologies. But
I'm sure there's a Bark Entertainment.
I'm positive there's a Bark Entertainment.
Actually, yeah, you used to work for, there was a show and that was the company.
What?
Yeah, the checks said Bark Entertainment on them.
Who was that through?
Like North County.
Bark. Oh, Bark Entertainment is.
Reno?
No, Tacoma. Tacoma, Spokane, yes. Breakdown Skyline. Yeah, okay. There we go. That makes more sense.
It's like, Comedy Club.
They do not sponsor the pod, but they do pay us to do work. So anyways, So carpools are back.
Yes.
You wake up, you give them special breakfast, bacon, donuts. Allegedly, I slept through all of it. That's not true. I got up to compliment Gloria on her outfit.
And she had a great outfit.
She had a great outfit. She looked great. Mm-hmm. And I helped get Joel up. And then
it's really hard to get him up.
Yeah. And
it's usually hard to get Gloria up, but she's excited
about
her outfit.
Here's how the morning kind of works. And Joel's alarm goes off first, 6:45. I'm the only person in this family that cannot sleep through an alarm, which is good because I'm the one who has the tightest deadlines on alarms and the highest stakes if I miss an alarm. So I don't sleep deep and I don't sleep through alarms. So what always happens is I can't keep sleeping with Joel's alarm until Joel's alarm turns off. So I have incentive to get him moving so I can go back to sleep.
That is good incentive.
So I get up after it goes off for about 5 minutes. My move is I shut the door so it doesn't wake Claire up. I shut the door. I turn his light on. I turn his fan off. I yell at him and I keep his alarm going, which is a real jerk move, but it's the only way he's going to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Because if you turn the alarm off, he would just stay in bed. Mm-hmm. And if it goes on for too much longer, I will come yell at him to get out of bed again. But then I go back to sleep and then you start your nonsense series of 45 minutes of alarms and browsing your phone and falling back asleep and texting or.
You know, I haven't fallen back asleep in a while.
Yeah,
but
I mean, you're...
The exhaustion sets in.
You're in a real restful state.
I'll start.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And then you get to go on the coffee and so on and so forth. But then I'm like, okay, I need... Today, I was like, it's first day of school. I took Joel to school on his first day.
Yeah,
and then
a week ago.
I was like, I'll need to see Gloria before. And then, obviously, we took Claire in together because it's across the street. But I have not talked to Gloria about her day. I don't know how, because we pick her up. We do the carpool on the back half. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how her day was. Do you?
I know a little bit.
I want to hear about it in a second. I had two thoughts real quick I wanted to tell you. One, so when I picked up Claire from school, I know we were unsure about whether or not adults were supposed to wear masks out there. Okay. The principal is not wearing a mask outside. We're fine. The teachers aren't wearing them. So you don't have to wear them at pickup and drop off, you know.
They've been saying that at LMAC too.
And the kindergartners have never looked so small.
Yes.
And like I said, we're not the young parents anymore.
We're not. No.
We saw this young thing. I don't mean that in like a derogatory. I mean that we saw this young mom today that we were like, oh my gosh, that was you, when it was Joel at this kindergarten, like 20. However years old, like how do you have a kid that age? And I'm sure she has several under that age, you know, but it is crazy to see that. And it's kindergarten is so funny because kindergarten, I think maybe more than any of the other years, has this weird intersection of first kid and last kid coming through.
Yeah.
And or even second or third kid. But when your first kids are in kindergarten, it's such a big deal. Every day is like, tell me about your day. Tell me about your day. Tell me about your day. And then when your last kid goes through, you're like, eh, it was.
You're phoning it in. Yeah.
Exactly.
You barely brush their hair.
And that's a second grader.
I'll tell one more embarrassing hair story.
Please do.
I used to have to go to Kaiser a lot for my skin. Mm-hmm. And the nice lady in dermatology would give Claire suckers. Mm-hmm. She was two. Mm-hmm. Like, she would watch her.
I thought you were going to say she brushed her hair.
Yeah. She would, well, just wait. So she would, like, watch her while I did the treatment I needed for my skin. Right. And I couldn't have done it without her help. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and the suckers.
Where was I?
Helped that.
Who knows where I was.
Working. Yeah.
One of my two full-time jobs at the time.
Yeah. So it was like a godsend that she would do this for me.
Absolutely.
I sent her Christmas cards. Like, this lady means a lot to me. Well, we had to go to Kaiser, do the treatment, and then go to an award ceremony for Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like in second grade or something, or third. And so we show up and we're in the back row, you know, because we're like late or something. And at the end of the ceremony, Claire's in my lap. I realize that Claire has a sucker in her hair. Because sometimes she got two.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
That's
so
some
good.
Third child stuff.
Oh, yeah. And you took it out and she finished the sucker. Because I'm not going to be wasteful. So what have you heard from Gloria's day to day? Already, like we said, we drove by the middle school and you're like, these kids look so small.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the middle school where we're at, the middle school and the high school are right next to each other. Mm-hmm. And so they, you know, we would drive by. I mean, when I'm driving to get Joel, I'm right by it. And you're just looking at these middle schoolers. And then you look at, I was thinking about how a high school today is like a city. It's so big. There's so many things going on. There's so many different activities. Like when I was picking up Joel from football today, the band was outside practicing, you know, all the different clubs, the cheerleaders. He's like, this is a city. Like, there's so many activities going on.
Yeah.
And like a city, there's just all these little small pockets that these different kids fit into.
Yeah.
You know, and the football players are, like, dancing to the band songs. It's all very communal in that sense. And I'm sure there's tons of bullies, and it's awful and toxic, too, because teenagers. But but middle schools just seem so small in comparison. But when you're there, and even when we were there the last 3 years, like, this is a big school, isn't it? And already I'm like, Gloria's a little kid compared to our high schooler.
I know. The learning gap when your kid moves up to a new school is huge.
Right.
Because I had, like, 8 portals that online portals, you know, like, okay, sign in here, fill this out, upload this. Like,
was it like this when we went to school?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, obviously you've always had to go down to the office and fill out a form, you know, like to enroll.
I don't know how, it doesn't even make sense because I would have never gone to school in that scenario. Because what I remember is they would bring you the forms in your middle school and your elementary school, and you would like pick out your classes and stuff like that.
Interesting.
We did them in the schools. Because if there was a piece of paperwork required, I would have never made it to the next level. I wouldn't have gotten to college without you.
Yeah.
I mean, not, I exaggerate to make her feel better about herself, but
you did do community college in high school.
Without your help.
But I helped you get that AA. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Stop. We sat at SPU's student union building and planned.
At the sub?
Yeah. And planned your schedule.
Yeah.
Graduate.
I was probably just looking for an excuse to hang out with you. I could really use your help on this. Oh man, you're so organized and it seems like you're just really detail oriented. Do you want to go get a Mexican hot chocolate? At Diablo's? What was it called?
El Diablo.
At the Devil's?
Yeah. The Devil's Coffee Shop.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of calories.
So we. So how was Gloria's day?
She's got a friend in all her classes.
Mm-hmm.
They were having some texting issues over summer break, but they resolved those.
I doubt it.
Today, it was resolved. She was a little nervous about seeing her, and then they had every class together. Her favorite period is lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very mad at pulling her out tomorrow to get her wire fixed.
Right. Oh yeah, we also had an orthodontist appointment yesterday too.
Yeah,
because why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I forgot she had to go to canoeing tonight. Mm-hmm.
You forgot the day several times today.
I know.
And that was the most significant one. So she had an okay day.
I think it's,
you know, first day of school when you're going back to the middle or the high school that you already go to, which you're like, hey, what's up, everybody? Like, I asked, okay, so I asked Joel, I got in the car today, and Joel's been kind of dramatic about football. And I was like, okay, I want to remind him that football is not everything. Like, I was like,
football is life.
Thank you, Ted Lasso. I want to hear about school and football, but school first.
Nice.
And he goes, school was school. Anyways, in football.
Yes.
And I was like, school is easy for you right now. You're coasting, you know, because he learned a lot last year because he's an independent kid, you know, so he's doing fine.
He has a poem due Friday.
Yeah. Right.
So the cutest thing about Joel was, you know, he got the iPhone like a week ago.
Thanks to Bark.
Yep, that
they didn't pay for it. Let's not get
no. That crazy. Was the push that we needed.
Yeah,
it was on our list. But we knew we wanted it safe. So yeah, he got the iPhone, but he was using Google Maps to find his buildings.
Oh, really? At school?
His class buildings.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, can you imagine?
Oh man!
So he's like, "No, Mom, the name of the building, like
it really is a city,
F-120 or whatever, is on the top of the building in Google Maps."
Wow.
And so that's how he was navigating around campus.
That's extraordinary.
I was just laughing.
He also sent me a picture of our hotel in New York.
Oh, that's cute.
And he was like, look what I found on the hotel or on Google Maps.
Amazing. So he is looking at New York.
He didn't send you that?
He hasn't texted me that much, and that's okay.
Seems like he's getting,
I'm happy he's texting you.
Seems like
you.
He's getting closer to me.
Yeah.
That being said, all our kids went to school today. We came home. You did your first Ralph's mobile order in ever. I don't know. It took the fourth wave of the pandemic for Mel to get into it, and she did.
I did it.
We went on a hike, somewhat regrettably. It was a good hike, but we did stairs yesterday, and we ran the day before that.
Our legs are tired.
So the little hike in our area that we go to where you park, you have to like walk up a little hill just like to get to the parking lot and go to the bathroom and then you go up the mountain. The little hill was hurting us and we're like, oh no.
Plus it was hot.
And we got passed by an influencer who was holding an iced coffee the whole time.
She had an iced venti iced coffee.
And I was like embarrassed that she passed us.
I know.
I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna come out creepy. Then I got a closer look, and she was in much better shape than I realized.
Listen,
the coffee. Well, yeah, go ahead.
We try not to judge everyone on the hike.
There's something about hiking that way more so than running or any other sport. You just kind of go like, "What's their deal?" You know, you're just like, first off, we do that thing. Where you're like, what, you guys don't have jobs? Like, no, we have jobs. We just happen to be free at this hour.
We set this time aside to do this.
San Diego is full of people who are in unbelievable shape.
Yes.
And there's so many people that I'm seeing on that mountain. I'm going like, this isn't even your workout
this
today.
This is just, you know, the cardio.
This is recreation for you. This is an extra thing that you're doing today. Because I know you don't look like that, hiking a mountain. That's not going to...
I had a woman in the gym who, she climbed cows almost every day.
Right.
And then she'd come to the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
And like do an hour worth of weight.
Exactly.
Hour worth of weightlifting. Yeah.
But there are also people up there who, like there was a girl who on our way down... We passed, and she was wearing...
I always like these people.
And she was wearing Beats by Dre, which is a terrible workout headphone. It's clunky, hot. It's so hot today. And she was talking to someone, and she was meandering at best up the mountain. And I was like, that's not a serious workout. But then I had prejudged somebody earlier, and we had passed her on our way down. And then, like, 2 minutes later, I look back, and now she was also on the way down. She didn't make it a third of the way up the mountain.
Okay.
But she was
I thought
you
were talking about someone else.
Who was I talking? Mm-hmm. Who'd you think about?
Well, we turned a corner, and there's too many people
to say hi
to
everyone.
Oh, the
woman who was struggling.
But there was a woman in a Padres hat, and she goes, are we almost there?
Oh, yeah, and she was looking pretty pale, too.
Yeah.
I was like, you are either put on way too much suntan lotion, or you're about to faint. Maybe both.
Yeah, I didn't know. I did encourage her, but I was weary to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, I don't know. She hasn't been heard from since. So I don't know if she made it or not. But then we did that. We got some tacos. We had an embarrassingly San Diego day. We hiked Cal's Mountain. We got tacos and beer and then an iced coffee. And we're like, all right, this isn't a little much for us. Even for us. Okay.
And that's why I lost track of what day it was.
Yeah, exactly. But kids are in school. Shoot us some emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Let us know how that first week of school went. Let us know if your kid has a cough and if you're trying to figure out what to do.
Yes.
You know, we might be able to guide you. That being said, let's do some emails. Here we go. This is subject traveling with kids. This is from Bonnie. We all know Bonnie.
Bonnie is a
Patreon.
Yep. Patron.
From Bonnie. You asked about this during the first hangout I attended, but I'm admittedly more comfortable writing than I am speaking, so I didn't have much to say at the time. Okay, Bonnie. I took my kids on their first international travel at 3 years old and 8 months old to Europe, Belgium, Germany, Netherlands, and France.
Well,
I met up with my parents who were on, they're on a work assignment, so I'd helped during the traveling around Europe part. They have gone on a few more trips since, so traveling with them at 10 and 7 is a breeze, even the getting up at the ungodly hours part. I would say that if the excursion is based around their interest at the time, they will remember it, because we were talking about should we. You know,
yeah.
My son remembers the gnat in Brussels, how close we were able to get to all the animals in the zoo don't know that word, Antwerpen. Barrier's not quite up the same distance standards as U.S. zoos. The trains and buses we took everywhere, and still do to this day, a little green truck that he got in Brug and remembers walking on the rock streets to the store to get it. He remembers the snow and how cold it was. We also went to Cologne, Germany, and the Lindt chocolate factory, and he remembers getting to make his own chocolate bar. While we went to the world famous Christmas market, and he remembers the rides. My daughter's first trip that she has memory of involves a family trip to Playa del Carmen when she was 5. One of the world travelers here.
Nice.
When we missed our connecting flight in Mexico City due to it being belated at LAX. After the panic faded, we went to a new flight the next day through the power of apps and Wi-Fi. I had a hotel booked, a taxi outside waiting for us. There you go. So amazing. Tips for traveling with kids: minimalist packing. Sorry, Mel. Have overnight basic necessities only in carry-on in case airline loses your luggage. Smart. That also happened to apply to a car out on a 5-day trip. Very smart. Number 3, give each kid an excursion that matches their current interest. That's
nice.
Very good. It might help in reducing the whining when participating in things that are not of interest. Number 4, don't let your kids, this is like a book.
This is really good.
Don't let your kids see you panic if something goes wrong. Panic internally. They'll never know otherwise. And number 5, be prepared.
Stuff it down.
Be prepared to only get to less than half of your planned activities. Things move way slower with kids, but even slower with kids on a trip. Have fun on the East Coast and wish you all safe travels. Well, we did. And I think we did a lot of that type of stuff. That was very good. Thanks, Bonnie.
Very good.
Okay, next one. This email is from Alyssa, and the subject is fireworks and ballerina in the ER.
Whew.
Hi, Dustin and Melissa. My husband and I love your comedy, Dustin, and you and Melissa's banter always makes my day. I'm the, quote, wife who fell over laughing from your prime reviews just to emphasize how much we laugh. I love it.
Nice.
I have 2 funny things to share with you. The town I grew up in, we lived in for years, set fireworks from Memorial Day to Labor Day. I wish I was exaggerating. And yes, it is technically against the law, but they like to do it during daylight hours or dusk to skirt the law. There are also several people with cannons. Yes, cannons. Who will set them off randomly in the summer. So I'm all for the, if you want to do fireworks, go to somewhere else and y'all have a good time. The fireworks and cannons are definitely not my favorite part of the town. I've loved hearing everyone's ER story, so I thought I'd share my own. In college, we had to take a wellness credit, and I always wanted to do ballet since childhood, so I thought it would be perfect.
Yes.
One day, while we were working on quick turns, I felt a pop and hit the floor. I was mortified as everyone surrounded me. I'm like cringing already while I was surrounded me while I was laying there. Since it happened at the school, I'm like getting lightheaded just reading it. I'm so bad at this stuff. Surrounded me while I was lying there. Since it happened at the school, they had to call the ambulance, and I refused to go with them because my mom always talked about how much an ambulance costs. This is what my dad did when I cracked my head open. They called my dad, and they were like, my dad was like, drive him.
The 16-year-old drove.
And I didn't want to deal with lectures from my parents. The EMTs made me walk to prove I was okay, and I was running purely on adrenaline because I met my mom at the emergency room later, and I had a bad sprain and pulled ligaments. I was on crutches for weeks, and my ballet career came to a halt. Oh. Thanks again for having a great podcast to laugh, and good luck on vacation.
Oh,
thank you.
That is
so much.
So funny and so sad.
So funny. All right. Last one. Here we go. This is Subject Bee Sting. And doesn't say the name on this one. Here we go. I love the podcast and hearing about your family life, especially since Melissa joined the pod. I want to share with you my bee sting story. I love that this is what our pod is. People sing bee stings and ER stories.
ER, it's the best.
I was 12 and my family was hiking in the woods, berry picking. I went down a small dead-end trail, and when I turned around to get out of there, the way was blocked by a whole wall of bees. I was so terrified I couldn't move. My mom grabbed my hand and pulled me through them. I got stung 3 times. As an adult, I'm still terrified of them. One thing that is helping, though, is photoshopping them. While logically, is photographing them. Sorry. what a funny...
I was like, really?
Yeah. While logically, I know they can still get me. Looking at them through a camera lens tricks my brain into thinking I'm safe. Plus, it makes me, for some cool photos, I've attached a couple examples I haven't created to Facebook. Yeah, these are really cool. There you go.
Wow.
Well, there you go, everybody. Whatever you're scared of, just go take pictures of it.
Hey, whatever works.
I don't fully endorse that advice because there's probably some stuff that you guys shouldn't take pictures of. You
right.
know, that you're scared of.
Yeah.
You know, if you're scared of someone breaking into your house, don't go start
Googling.
Don't start waiting and going to bad neighborhoods and be like, hey, look at those people breaking into that house. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the pod. We appreciate you guys so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our patrons at $25 and up per month. Thank you to the Forgotten Friends Reptile TV YouTube channel, to Dave Hoagland, to Jessica Sewell, to Avril Griffiths, to Carrie Teague, to Demarius Diaz Stevens, to Dave Cox, to Farah Journey, to Isaac Terran, to Lori Amos, to Nicole Carraz, to Rachel Kennedy, to Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate your contribution to this podcast.